Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, fourth and final hour kicking off here at 5 o'clock. I feel like we've been talking to captains about leadership, and I feel like a bad leader and host today. I didn't ask you guys, like, hey, guys, how was your Labor Day weekend? How was the long weekend? I gotta reach out to my coworkers. So, Fitzy, how was the Labor Day weekend?
That was awesome. Thanks for asking. Beautiful weather.
Give me the best thing.
The beach.
The beach. You went to the beach. Ted Johnson, best thing about Labor Day
beach
weekend?
Fly fishing with my son.
There we go.
Did you catch anything?
I caught a little trout about that big.
Doesn't matter. You caught something.
The water was very, very low up there, those rivers. The Otter Creek up in Middlebury, Vermont. But, excuse me, I'd never done it before. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, you've first
never
time.
Been fly I've fishing? Never been fly fishing.
It
before.
Looks so overwhelming to me from afar.
It's
really.
It's not that hard.
That hook
hard.
Is just whipping around
yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah, but you get it pretty. I think you can get. I mean, it's not perfect, but I think it's good enough.
Well, you caught something, so that was good enough.
You're right. But
if you reel something in, that's a good day.
One, and it
that's
was
a day
that big.
Doesn't matter.
I'll show you a picture.
No, Ted, stop it.
Yeah.
I wasn't there, so it was this big.
Beautiful, beautiful
big,
rivers, though.
Big. Rainbow trout, biggest I ever saw.
Interesting, though, you say that the riverbeds were kind of low.
Like, very, very low.
Pretty, like, gorgeous summer. Great for boating, great for fishing, great for hitting out the beach. A little too dry. Need a little rain. It could use a little rain right now, yeah.
Okay, boys behind the glass, I got to go for everybody. We're a team here real quick. Let's go. What Dan Ball, best part of your extra long weekend? You've been off forever.
I have. Sox game with the family on Sunday afternoon. Red Sox win.
How many beers?
Two, but the big kind.
That was a very interesting two.
I was in charge of navigating the tee, so I had to stay focused.
Okay.
By the way, I was caught in the MLB ballpark app going down with the lines
that
all around Fenway. It was a disaster.
What happened?
That's my nightmare. I think I might have left. I think I might have just gone home.
We missed the first inning, but luckily eventually somebody came out and told you, hey, you could go on the website and solve this in a minute, which nobody decided to tell us beforehand, but what an absolute disaster out there.
Yeah, I saw those photos of just lined up and people were printing tickets or something. They were going to like some place and printing hard copy. That looked like a nightmare. Stiz, best part of Labor Day weekend.
I went to my little brothers and all of their friends from East Boston had a draft party, and they invited me. I went. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
So like a live fantasy?
Oh, my God. They had a podium. They had a huge draft board with like magnets and names and lots of drinks, lots of great food, good time, very fun.
Quickly, Stiz, how do you think we did in our fantasy draft with the midday?
Let's talk tomorrow, Ted.
Okay, all right.
Ted, can I just say
Not great.
Some some of the one of the highlights of the week prior to this great Labor Day weekend, watching Stanley dog rocket in mouth draft your team was on the live stream a truly sublime. Oh,
we had fun. We had a good little system going.
Except he celebrated at like the 5 yard line. If I think I'm not sure you guys ever got in the end zone.
They said we took Travion Henderson too early, and they were all laughing.
You know what?
That wasn't what we're laughing at.
Let them say that.
There were Keith did. Yeah, there were others.
But. Ted, I don't want you have a lot of Patriots on your team. I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're high believers in those players.
We just talked about Josh McDaniels is a Hall of Fame offensive coordinator.
And didn't you ask Brian Hoyer who he thinks the best weapon for Drake May is going to be? And what did he say? Henderson. And we got Travion Henderson.
Okay, so. Championship. Guess you're going to win.
Let's go, baby.
Good for you.
And for you?
I made stuffed quahogs and chowder, which were unbelievable, but I also remembered midway through why I do it like every 3 years, because the work is
chowder just, takes forever to make.
Oh my, catching the quahogs, cutting the quahogs, grinding the quahogs, mixing, cooking, seasoning, everything, but they were phenomenal.
Where, the quahogs, what are those, like the rubbery things?
It's a hard shell clam, basically. Yeah. Clam cakes are made out of them. Okay. Chowder's made out of them. Yeah. But have you ever had a stuffed quahog?
I don't think I have.
Oh, so good. Stuffies.
Pretty damn good. Stuffies.
So
yeah,
that's right. Good. Okay. I don't think I have.
They are, when done right, they are. And I do them. So I live down in New Bedford, a lot of Portuguese people. So I do them a little more Portuguese style with charisse and linguiça mixed in with the quahog. So it's got a little.
Charisse.
It is.
Yeah. The chorizo? Mm-hmm.
No, it's charisse Portuguese.
Oh. Mm. Oh, that's how they say it in Portuguese. Mm. Well, thanks, Giselle.
Portuguese people, screw. Anyway, it's 5 o'clock. It's time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. In the left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
And I hope no one in the high-speed lane is driving 55 on the way home from work. If you're going to be in the left lane, hit the gas and get moving or get the hell out, because some of us need to get home. We mentioned it. We started the first sort of in-season real Patriots Monday of the year, even though it's on a Tuesday. And that meant we got to talk to the quarterback, the captain, Drake May. And obviously, a lot of talk last night about Bill Belichick's debut. Drake May went to North Carolina, so the obvious question seemed to be, how much have you spent some time or talked to Bill Belichick, Drake May?
You know, over the summer and in the springtime, I went back a few times, Chapel Hill, and saw Coach and saw different events. So, just first off, I was honored to meet him. What a legendary coach. And, you know, like you said, they got a bunch of new players kind of in the program, and they're figuring it out, you know, college football. But, you know, I got no doubt kind of in the future, his what he's done in the past and his proof of being a winning coach is going to, you know, come unfold. And I think just me kind of, you know, pouring into it, I'd love to kind of pick his brain, football wise. It wasn't as much a chance to do that when I went back and visited, but I was out there at practice once and talked to the quarterback. So it was good to meet him and be out there and still support my school. And, looking forward to, you know, following them this upcoming season and continue to see them kind of improve and get in touch with them, you know, after the season.
Hmm. But Drake, see if they improve.
Yeah, kind of have to.
Pretty much all they can do from this point.
It can't get much worse.
Where else
opener.
Is there to go?
Yeah,
Clemson would like you to hold their beer for them because they're coming soon.
Boy. Let's see how they do against Charlotte.
Yeah, we'll see. They got a must-win situation, I would say, against Charlotte for Bill Belichick's team. But Drake May, the former North Carolina quarterback, wasn't the only one watching the Tar Heels. Marcus Jones was also watching his former coach and the centerpiece game of college football last night.
I definitely did. It's early in the season and everything like that right now and stuff. And one thing that I will say is Bill's really good at, you know, adjusting and everything like that. So I do hope the best for him and everything like that. But like I said, it's early.
Time now for League Leaders and Who's Circling the Drains, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. This game was leading the league and the world in pregame hype. It was everywhere. It was trending everywhere. And now that hype and the performance of Bill Belichick's team is circling the drain, because if they, I went back and looked, North Carolina started 3-0 last year. They started 3-0. That included a week 2 win over Charlotte, but they had 3 wins to start the year under Mac Brown, his final season. Bill Belichick, if he starts 0-2 and the second loss is to Charlotte, Not only is his team circling the drain, his college coaching career might be circling the drain.
Obviously, we have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, yeah, you do, Bill. The worst loss, I think, in North Carolina's history since 2008. So the biggest, you know, biggest defeat in school since 2008, which is interesting. It went worse than I imagined. I didn't think it was going to go great, but I did not think it would go as bad as it did.
Dan Bolt?
Ted, you played defense for the Patriots, right?
I did.
How many times did the Patriots defense under head coach Bill Belichick give up 48 points?
I'm going to say, Daniel, never not once.
Never not once is the correct answer. Thank you for playing.
Yep.
That is amazing. Making history, my guy.
Belichick has done it again.
Belichick.
Couldn't
stop the run.
Is this a one-off? Was this an aberrational performance, or is this a sign of... And next year's recruiting class is irrelevant now. I'm talking about he has a team right now. What can he do with this team this year? Because isn't he supposed to be the master schemer and, like, putting guys in position to succeed? Did anybody on North Carolina look like they were put in position to succeed last night?
It didn't look like it.
Not one.
Small silver lining might be that Max Johnson, who was 9 for 11, 103 yards, a touchdown, and a 95 QBR might be the answer, where Gio Lopez went out with an injury, and that might be, believe it or not, might save North Carolina's season.
Yeah, and I felt bad for Gio Lopez. He felt like one of those guys that is an athletic playmaker, fun guy, but reached the level where he can't get away with it anymore. Like his arm, he threw that out, and the safety was like licking his fingers like, thank you, I'll let you know on the way to the end zone. Also, what did he get a penalty for?
Fumble. He had a fumble too, right?
Yeah, he had a. But the guy who
telegraphed
had the pick
that
six,
throw something
awful.
Wicked. Like,
yeah,
literally
the guy was like,
stared the guy down. Like, you don't see the safety coming up underneath your little, like, the little cut
and
in
that's
route
what
there.
I mean. Like,
no rub.
At
no
South Alabama, you probably get away with that throw. But when you get to a higher TCU, remember, TCU was a national title game team a couple of years ago. Like, that's big boy football.
And what did Bill do? He put the clamps on him. Third and 12, draw.
Yep.
You know, second and 10, draw. He wouldn't let him throw the football to get him downfield. It was like, all right, you clearly can't. Instead of putting Max Johnson in, he just changes his approach to running the offense, which is a boring style. It's him not wanting to lose by a big margin as opposed to trying to win a game.
And do we put that on Bill? Because Freddie Kitchens was kept. I think he was the only person kept on the North Carolina staff. Freddie Kitchens.
Okay, well, who hired Freddie Kitchens?
But who kept Freddie Kitchens?
Bill Belichick.
Lombardi?
Yeah. Okay, you guys are, like, bullying. It's 2-on-1.
I mean, he's got one vision. It's a cleared vision. There's no owner's son to get in his way.
That's true.
It's exactly what he wants to do. He has control over the music, pregame, in-game, all the festivities. Bill has his fingerprints on. This is all Bill Belichick down there. This is what he wanted.
And I believe the story they told, he was the long snapper in pregame warmups for special teams. He's doing everything. He's micro-coaching. He's got his fingers in everything. Well, bad news, Bill. It looked like everything sucked.
Billy's first words were, beat Duke.
So, Bill Belichick, we'll see if he bounces back in week 2, but the Patriots are in week 1 preparing for the Raiders Sunday afternoon, Gillette Stadium. We talked to Mark Schlereth. He'll be a regular Tuesday afternoon 2:30 guest. And right off the bat, I wanted to compare our local perceptions and vibes to a national perception and vibe, and that's what Schlereth brings to the table. So I asked him what he thought this team's chances were this year.
Well, what's the over-under on them right now in Vegas? What do you guys
have? 8.5 was the number.
8.5.
Yep.
8.5. Wow. Vegas is good, right? They're really good at that. I would, if I was a betting man, which I'm really not because I'm not good at it, but if I was a betting man, I'd take the over.
Oh. Took the over on 8.5. So that means 9 wins.
Yeah.
So they're a winning record.
Correct.
So a winning record, that's a good season. And he's a national guy. He's not caught up in the day-to-day minutia practice. Oh, they sucked against the Vikings, or this happened, or that happened. Is he too optimistic, or how are we feeling about that projection, Ted?
I think he's a little bit too optimistic, yes. I do. So whenever we give our predictions,
next segment,
it won't be 9 or above, clearly. I just think you could tell he was a big believer in Vrabel, and I think that's a big part of it, is guys are believers in Drake. And because of what they saw last year, which I can understand. I mean, there were some special plays that he made, and the fact that Vrabel is now the head coach, that's what the national guys focus on. That's what they know, but they're not here. They don't see the injuries. They don't see the fact that guys aren't playing. They don't see that, the big names getting cut. And so they just assume that they're going to be a much better team with the schedule, with Drake May and with Vrabel, those factors are why I think people are so optimistic nationally about this team.
Yeah, Fitzy, I think it's actually kind of easy from a national perspective to put together what I would call a superficial positive outlook on the Patriots.
Correct.
You like Drake May. Mm-hmm. You saw Travion Henderson making plays. You saw like two highlights on your – and you're like, wow, they got a running back.
Mike Vrabel, Gonzo,
Mike
all
Vrabel's
that money
there.
They spent.
Gonzo's one of the great young corners in football. Hey, Mark, he hasn't practiced all summer. Oh, I didn't know that kind of thing. Will Campbell, when a team takes a left tackle at the fourth pick in the draft, don't you just assume they've made their left tackle position better? Right? Like that's like the obvious assumption. So the far, you know, the 30,000-foot view of the Patriots, I understand why Stephon Diggs. Oh, he's not on PUP. He's ready to start the year. Oh, that's good for Drake May.
Have you seen how good he's looked all summer?
All of that is easy from afar to put together. The problem is I feel like it kind of glosses over all the other things that could be bad for this football team. But Mark Schlereth was not the only optimistic voice on the program this afternoon. We had Brian Hoyer on. He's going to join us each and every Tuesday at 4:30. And if the first interview was an indication of the 16 or 17 that are to come, this is going to be must-listen radio. I thought he was really honest and interesting in his predictions and projections. And he, too, has an optimistic view of the Patriots.
Okay, I'm still like kind of player mode, so I don't like predictions, but I think it's going to be win total should be somewhere between 8 and 11 games. That's what, when I look at the schedule and I look at the culture that's being built and I look at the players. Now, a lot goes into that. Do people stay healthy? Are the guys who are so important to this team, are they able to stay healthy? I mean, look at right where we're at right now. We don't know if Gonzalez is going to play. There's injuries all over the defensive backfield. I think that's what they're capable of. It'll be about execution. The one thing that I've always looked at, more games are lost than they're won. And I think Vrabel will have these guys coached up to a point where they're not going to beat themselves a lot. And that's half the battle in the NFL. And so if you do that, Drake May takes another step. The offense expands. Diggs is healthy, comes back to be the receiver that we all think he can be. I think that's somewhere in the range of what they do. Now, does that get them to the playoffs? I don't know. I mean, you look at the AFC West, that's a tough division. Three teams made the playoffs from that division last year. So you may have to win 10, 11 games to sneak into the wild card.
8 to 11 wins.
That's a big difference.
It is a big difference,
I would
but
say,
all of it's kind of good.
Yeah. 8 doesn't get you in the playoffs.
No.
10,
doesn't win in Vegas.
10
it's
does.
The under.
So there's a big difference between not making the playoffs versus making the playoffs.
Sure. Oh, yeah, with that AFC West, possibly all those teams nipping at each other's heels, you could have easily two wild card teams coming from the West.
Yeah, I think you can't have too many injuries on defense. I think you're too thin on defense. If you're going to have 11 wins, I think Drake May's got to make a big jump and everyone stays healthy on defense for that to happen.
Yeah, I just, if Brian Hoyer is right, I think I'm going to be happy come January. With an 8-win, a 9-win, a 10-win, an 11-win. If you win 8 games, double your win total. Mm-hmm. I say more than double your win total because I really think it was a 3-win team that kind of stole a win late in the year.
Yeah.
So you go from 3 wins to 8 wins this season, you know, assuming Drake May's healthy and part of that, I'm fine with that. That's a nice step.
The Patriots, I think, were favored in 11 of their 17 games.
Yes.
Is that still true?
I don't know. They were.
They were. So let's just go with the what mm-hmm. they were. This was a month or two ago. You know, Vrabel is one of the best coaches at coaching underdog. When they're under the underdog, he's like the second best coach from the time period he was the head coach there in Tennessee. So when 2018 to 2023, he has a bad record when he is the favorite.
So that's bad that they're favored in 11 games.
History would indicate that is a bad thing.
That is not great. Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Fitzy, we had a lot of responses, but we had a call he dropped but about Sharice. And it's actually a little different than that, but I'm not Portuguese. I think they actually say Sharice, Sharice, yeah, or something.
Okay.
They have a little shush in there.
Intended accent inflection. That's okay.
But, yeah.
Sharice.
Yeah. So it's Sharice, not chorizo, which you get on the Spanish or Mexican. I see that on the
Great story.
Network.
You know, just because you don't like it doesn't mean
it wasn't
bad.
Me that said it.
I bet if you ate a stuffed quahog with shawty, you would
I did
like
not
it.
Say that. It was a drop from him. Why are you yelling at me?
Because you made him do it. You bully him into doing drops. I know it. I see it.
It's unbelievable.
I hear it.
Are you calling Ted a drop bully now?
Yeah, a little bit of a drop bully. Anyway.
I did not say a nice story. I was thinking it, but I didn't say it.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Ted Johnson asked for it, and he gets anything he wants on this show, even certain drops. We are going to give our final record projections for the New England Patriots. How many wins are the Patriots going to win? How many games are the Patriots going to win this year? Stiz, you're going to be included. Dan Ball, so if you're not ready for it, get your records ready. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has to give us what's trending.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's AUDACY.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
The grilled peppers, yeah, those are always tough. I mean, those are always tough. They're difficult. We're trying to do what's best for the team. And again, we try to make decisions that we feel like are going to help us in the long term, in the short term. And those are difficult. I had a personal relationship with Jabril. I loved getting to know him and coach him. And we're just trying to get it right and obviously understand where we are from the youth and the veterans that we have in the position room. And how it was and how it sat.
That was Mike Vrabel talking about Jabril Peppers' release on the Greg Hill Show. Mike Vrabel joins the Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday throughout the year, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local member DIF FDIC. Mm-hmm. I don't know what DIF is. FDIC is Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, but
thank you.
That was Mike Vrabel.
Nailed it.
No, I wanted Brezbot, and you know what I wanted him to say? Words. I don't know what the hell Mike Vrabel was talking about there. Ted, can you translate for your former teammate what the hell he was talking about with Pepper's release there? I had no idea.
Nope, not sure. And he just doesn't want to tell you exactly why. So he's,
I get it.
You know, he's jumbling a bunch of words in front of other words
yes.
to make sentences that don't make sense.
He didn't. He was like youth and position and players and team and ski and him and Peppers and loved and this. And
I mean,
gone.
He did. He said some really nice things about Peppers in OTAs.
Oh, yeah.
And he was basically starting for the better part of the training camp.
Correct.
And then all of a sudden, he wasn't.
He gone.
He it was like he missed some action in that the second game against the Vikings, and then that third game, he was out there almost the whole game, and I was like, ooh, that's not good. That's interesting.
Did he suddenly just get a lot slower in front of their eyes?
You mean between when he made the roster and then got cut?
Right.
Those couple days?
No. Well, it's what happened? Something happened. I guess.
What's your theory?
So my theory is they asked him for a pay cut. And they waited to the last. Like you ask, if you're going to ask him for a pay cut, the right thing would be to ask him early in March.
Yeah.
So if he says no, then you don't need him here the whole offseason. But did you slow play? Did you go, okay, hey, we want you to take a pay cut, and by the way, you're not going to be starting. Okay. Like I just that you're going to get a veteran like that wrangled when you if you do that. I can't imagine what happened that the Jabril Peppers basically said, I don't want to play here anymore.
So they tried to leverage. If you're right, and they tried to ask him for a pay cut late in the process, they tried to leverage him like they did Laurie Malloy.
That's kind of low down dirty pool.
But the good news is,
I thought we were beyond that.
Last time the Patriots did that, you won the Super Bowl, right? Does that logic hold true?
Tom Brady was our quarterback.
Is that what Drake we're banking on
like
now?
Drake May.
Okay.
Why not Drake? Why not now?
Yeah, it's a little bit like that, but it's not because Lawyer didn't. I don't think Jabril had the same impact Lawyer did, but I get your point.
Time now for Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. And our Odds and Ends part today is going to be about wins and losses. Ted Johnson, since you requested it, you get to go first. What is your final, I've seen it all, the game is this week, projection for the New England Patriots in 2025?
I started off optimistically. I had 10 wins, if you asked me 2 months ago. Yep. That's what you asked, and I said, I think it's a 10-win team. I think what I've seen in the last couple weeks makes me feel less optimistic. I feel like this is an 8-win team, which is a big difference. Two games, but it's also doubles their win total. From last year and the year before. I just think they have too many issues when it comes to the offensive line. Didn't really get much better. Drake May, I was hoping to see a bigger jump in his progress in training camp. Did not see that. I think the defense is thin, and I worry about some of these moves that have happened in the last week that makes me feel like there's something going on behind the scenes that I don't know quite sure what it is, but that has me worried that buy-in isn't as high as I originally thought a month, 6 weeks ago. So I got him at 8 wins.
8 wins for Ted Johnson. That's -2 if you're keeping track from his earlier projection.
20% reduction.
Yeah.
And he yelled they have 11 rookies that they kept. 3 rookies are on this active roster. They were undrafted. That's a lot of rookies.
Charles Woods.
Charles Woods.
The Chisler. And
then the defensive lineman.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my gosh. That's right. Jeez. That's a lot.
Yeah, but no room for preppers.
I mean, it's usually, maybe one guy, peppers. But Elijah Ponder. So Elijah Ponder, yeah. Charles Woods, and Efton Chisholm are all on the active roster. They were all undrafted free agents. An average team, or most teams, maybe on average, keep one. Mm-hmm. We have 3. There's some things that you can't tell me this team's better off with Jabril Peppers, Kendrick Bourne, and Javon Baker not on the roster.
That doesn't speak so much to me about this year's draft. That speaks to the last couple of drafts that they believe, or at least this administration, Stretch and Cowden and Vrabel and company believe, these undrafted free agent rookies this year are better than the guys that were hanging around on the roster that we were paying a lot of money to. I don't believe better than Peppers by any stretch of the imagination.
Fitzy, your projection.
This is weird because Ted and I had the exact same prediction. We even had the exact same 10 games that they were going to win, and now we have both dropped our win total to the exact same sum. I think this is an 8-win team.
Ooh,
and that
unders.
Is not going to go well under the most recent Vegas total. Don't forget when it came out in the spring, it was 7.5. So if you get it at 7.5, you'd be on the right side of history potentially. It's an 8-win team. And you know what? You should feel good about that. You should feel really good about that because it's a double the win total. And here's my guarantee. They're not going to get blown out and they're not going to be out of games the way they were last year and the year before.
They will get blown out. Dan Ball.
I will preface this by saying that I think they're going to play a lot of close games. They're going to be a lot more competitive this year. But I am going with a Joe Castiglione 7 wins this season.
7.
I think that I can't discernibly say that they're going to sweep the other teams in their division yet. And I think that's a huge part of this in the couple win swing that we're seeing. So I'm going 7-10. And I also think that's perfectly fine. That's okay, because that's a big improvement.
Are you going to like the product you see at 7-10?
Stiz, ever the footy pajama, Chelsea boy, optimist, super fan, what do you got?
Yeah, I was a little down on this team. Some of that from my own biases and hatred towards some people and everyone going at Bill. But I do think, I agree with Ted. I think there's something going on behind the scenes, especially after that rat comment and after that last preseason game where they got spanked. I think Vrabel and some other people are looking at this team like, oh, we got some work to do. I'm going to go with Dan, 7-10.
Seven wins. The rat comment. So we have two weird things. Is there any chance that Jabril Peppers was related to the rat?
No, okay. I don't think so, no.
Okay,
nope,
I'm just trying to tie together little blips on whatever's been going on.
But the rat, I think, is tied to Jabril Peppers. You got my point? So he's yeah, the rat is the one that gave Jabril Peppers the extension. You know, that's what I think.
very, very interesting.
Wait, hold on. What's your win total there, Shark
so
guy?
I, like you guys, need to drop it. I don't know how you could watch everything we've seen all summer, the roster, the different things, the rat comment, all of that. You have to drop it. But I am not going to be a two-game drop. I was at 8, if you recall, when Ted and I fought. I'm going to say 7. I think 7 is a very safe projection, good projection. I think that can be a good season. I'd rather have Brian Hoyer's 8-11, somewhere in there. But yeah, I'm going to go 7. So we all went under the Vegas win total. We're all on the under. I find that very interesting. We'll see if the locals know more than the Nationals.
After last night, I'm not betting unders anytime soon.
All right, that's going to do it for WEEI Afternoons today. Patriots Monday. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate all our guests joining us as we kind of merge 2 days together. Tomorrow, we'll talk to the manager of the Boston Red Sox. We didn't get a chance to say it today. We're leading into Red Sox baseball, MassMutual pregame show. It's a crochet day for the Red Sox. We'll talk to the manager about it tomorrow. We'll be back 2-6. Enjoy the game. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.